Okay.
Hi, this is Lilia with the Help Yourself podcast. And today I've got with me Nelly Hensler. Thank you, Nelly, for coming on the podcast.
Thank you so much.
Going to talk and delve into the magic that is Qigong. Now, can you just start telling me who it is that you trained with? Because I know you spent some time. Just give us an overview of how you got into it, mm-hmm. why and how it happened.
Yeah, thank you so much for having me as well. So for me, my stepfather was a Qigong and Tai Chi teacher, so I was exposed to it quite early. I didn't practice a lot with him until I was in high school a little later, and then I got really fascinated by a teacher called Gianfranco Paccia, who has a school in Sicily, and it's just amazing, his school. You can go stay at the school. He has teachers teaching different aspects of it, so kind of the more combat-y side, the really internal energetic side, and it's just a beautiful school. And so I stayed there after my time at university for one full year, so I did that full time for a year, so that was really just an amazing experience. So,
and that's in Sicily.
Yeah, that's in Sicily.
Yeah. Actually, I used to live in Malta, so yeah, it's not far away. So what a wonderful place to stay. So a year of just doing Qigong and learning, you said there about the different facets of it. Could you explain that in greater detail, please?
Yeah, of course. So this was all Chen-style Tai Chi from Chen Jiago, and there's different parts of it. So there's the Qigong or the Neigong, which is kind of the fundamentals, the really inner work, energetic work, all the basis of it. And that's really where you start. And then there's the traditional Tai Chi, where you learn the different forms. You really learn how to move in a certain way. It starts to move more into kind of the combat side of it. They also had something called Tai Chi Match, which is just kickboxing really, but using the Tai Chi principles. So you can do different competitions, like kickboxing competitions or sandas, another kind of Chinese boxing competition. So they had those classes, and then they also had more traditional self-defense with kind of bare hands, etc. So I actually did the whole program, so you can choose, you know, for depending what you're interested in, depending what your body is like at the time, you can choose which parts you want. But I was actually just interested in all of it, and I wanted the whole picture, so I did all of it for a year.
Good for you. So were you literally there 7 days a week?
Yeah.
Practicing?
Yeah, just living above the gym.
What a treat that must have been to really immerse yourself in, and also the people you meet and all the different ways that you can use it. That is fascinating. So yeah, Qigong, from the Heal Scotland perspective, we did a little bit of it when I ran a community 2 years ago. Mm-hmm. The reason I really liked it was because, well, it works in terms of results and shifting energy. And also I think it's really inclusive because it's not too challenging. A lot of the other yoga practices, etc., can actually put people off rather than inspire them. But I just love the fact that you're working on the invisible, really. So can you sort of explain who would do it and why would you do it? That's the question. Why would you do it? Why would somebody learn Qigong?
Mm-hmm. I think I can mostly speak from my perspective. So the reason why I love it so much, including obviously what you're saying, it's really inclusive, etc. It's just the feeling that I get when I practice it is just phenomenal. It feels in my body almost like I'm soaring or something. Like, it just feels so wonderful. And then at the same time, it just feels amazingly grounding. And it's just such a lovely practice, I think, because it combines kind of a very meditative, very kind way of being in relationship with the body, with kind of movement and breath and using the mind. There's a lot of visualizations that involve elements and nature and connecting to the earth. And I just find that I'm really resourced by the visualizations. I find myself able to connect to the energy of the earth, connect to all these elements like the water, etc. You know, similar to what you're doing with your...
you're speaking my language.
Going to the... I've been watching them
going
as you're in the water, and it's just, you know what you talk about, the magic of what we have, the nature that we have, how we can be nurtured on so many different levels by connecting with it energetically, by going in the water, by moving like water, or, you know, that's just one example. So the reason, I guess, to come back to your question, the reason why I do it is because it has so many aspects to it. I just love the embodiment, also just getting really connected with the body in just a really loving way, and then connected to things greater, to be resourced. And for the people doing it, is very inclusive. There's different stages. It gets more kind of movement-y as you go along. But definitely the energetic part, you know, in the classes in Sicily, there would be people in their 90s and there would be people in their 20s. So it's just, you know.
Awesome.
For whoever.
Yes, yeah. And was there, I mean, obviously you were introduced to it because how old are you, if you don't mind me asking?
No, I'm 24.
Yeah, so, you know, to hear you being so connected to your body, and that I love the word soaring, you feel that you're soaring, so you're clearly really in connection with the energy side of the body. Would you say, and I know that your mum's been into a lot of this stuff, so, you know, I think definitely it's possibly more likely that you would be sensitive to it, or at least have an understanding of it. But was there any reason that you felt you needed it, or is it just something that you really enjoyed?
Yeah, I did actually feel like obviously I enjoyed it. I probably wouldn't do it if I didn't enjoy it. But I did feel the school system and the university system for me, it was really interesting. I loved the academic side of it and the stimulating kind of challenging side of it, but I really felt that my body wasn't being taken care of in any kind of way. You know, especially at university, you have more, you get to decide more. But even in schools, it's like you eat at a certain time, you have to go to the toilet during the breaks. You know, it's just like, I just find that it's quite a difficult system to stay connected and embodied with the body, through not really being able to decide and not really being able to listen to the signals. So I really felt I needed to get back and really center myself in my body, and in nature as well. Like, if you're at school or at uni, you can't just decide, oh, I'm going to go outside and just, you know, feel the breeze or sit on the grass or something. You kind of have it's more of a rigid structure, and you don't, it's not a very embodied practice. So
do you know, I've never really thought about that before, but yeah, you're absolutely right. It's really taking you out the body, isn't it, as opposed to back in. So that's very wise of you to have picked up on that. That's great. So So when you were in Sicily, how many other people, how many other students, or did they come and go? Or?
Yeah, so actually at the time I was there, there was only one other person who lived there permanently, but people would come for months at a time or weeks at a time, and then there would be people who would come just for the classes, so from around the area, and they would just come for the evening, morning classes, etc., depending on what worked. But yeah, permanently it was just me and one other person, and the teachers lived there as well.
Now, I know that we briefly chatted before we came on about the fact that you studied neuroscience, which is another passion, obsession of mine, how the brain works and how we lay down pathways. So although you're not using it directly, can you explain about what you told me, which is something I hadn't really fully understood, was when you're doing some movements, you're visualizing at the same time? So can you explain that? As I was saying, I think for most people listening to this, we want to really understand what Qigong is and why it would work for them. Mm-hmm. So the more we can understand it, the better.
Yeah, so the specific Qigong that I learned, the Chen style, they use visualizations, a specific visualization for every exercise, basically. And it involves a lot of elements in nature, but it really has, each one has a specific purpose, whether that's, even though you're holding a structure or holding a pose, say, that you're able to relax in your body, and the visualization really changes the way that your body holds itself, the way that you are aware of where the body is, and the way, you know, we use different muscles when we feel like we're being held up by something, as opposed to if we're holding and tension starts to build, etc. So it's really using the mind, you know. Sometimes there's maybe something of like, oh, we always want to switch the mind off or something, but this really brings the mind in, using the wise mind, really finding a way to become really focused and present in the moment during the exercises, using the breath as well, so that we can also live in a certain way, be more present in our everyday tasks. And it just really builds the concentration. It just has so many benefits.
Can you give us an example of one that we could do just sort of sitting here?
Yeah, sure. So, for example, a visualization could be if we start off, there's an exercise that we do a lot where we end up in this kind of posture, but the visualization also works if you're sitting, and maybe if you feel some kind of tension. So you would say, close your eyes if you feel comfortable, and you would imagine that you're a really huge misty mountain, and you start to feel yourself become really rooted into the ground. So not only feeling that heaviness and that strength, but also feeling the essence of the mountain, kind of that quietness and stillness. And then you can visualize rain falling onto your body, falling onto the front of your body, drop by drop, and onto the back of your body, and on the side. And you can just visualize your body becoming softer with the rain, just like earth absorbing water. Just becoming softer. And if you're feeling any tensions, you can either visualize the rain dropping on that point, taking the tension down the body, all the way down, just like loose rocks or leaves. Just visualizing the raindrops being absorbed by your body and just becoming softer and softer. When you're ready, just coming back to the space. So that's just a very short, you know, this exercise can go on for 40 minutes, where a lake starts to form in front of you and you end up having this posture and you relax and really focus on the body.
That's so nice, even just in that short space of time, how much more relaxed I felt and peaceful. Yeah, I didn't really want to come back there.
Yeah, sorry, maybe pulled you back.
We aren't doing a podcast right now, but I'm sure everybody that will join in with this is going to get that feeling. So that's just that. I think it's always nice to experience what it's like. So you're based in Edinburgh,
mm-hmm.
and you run classes there?
Just now it's only online.
Online.
Because I just...
Well, that's good. That means we can all join in.
Yeah.
So you can, well, we'll put your website and you can put links, you know, so that people can, that if they want to find out more. Do you do, I mean, is there like a beginners and intermediates and advanced, or can you just have everybody doing the same thing and they just work at their level? How does that work?
So this is actually coming at quite a good time because last week was the first week I started of online classes, which I'm pretty excited about because I'm starting from the very, very beginning, the very base, and just building up because it all kind of builds on each other.
Perfect.
So there's two days, the Sundays, Sunday evenings, it's just the Neigong and there's breathing exercises in Neigong where we really go really deep into the theory and study and practice. It's always through practice, everything has to be able to be practiced. So it's all just going into that and doing pretty much the whole program that I learned of the Neigong. So for anyone who is interested, this is really a good place to start for anyone because we're really starting from the very, very basics and kind of going to be building up. And then on the Mondays, I'm also doing a class that's more focused on the Tai Chi. We're going to do once a month a little bit more combat self-defense things of just learning how to punch, how to move the body, learning the different forms. So you can do that one on top of.
So you dropped in Tai Chi there. What is the difference between Tai Chi and Qigong?
So it kind of depends on your school. A lot of schools or kind of broadly Qigong is health and getting the energy moving through the body and just getting really flexible and nimble and agile in the body. And then the Tai Chi is looking more at kind of the combat aspect of moving in a certain way, moving in relationship to another. My teacher once said that his intention for doing Tai Chi is to create harmony both in his movements and between others, because in situations of even combat, if you're able to, you know, I guess deal with it in a way where no one gets hurt or your body specifically doesn't get hurt, there's yes. more harmony. So I just really liked that part, and I feel quite passionate about people feeling really safe in their bodies and, you know, in the world.
Yes.
So that's quite a fun thing.
Uh-huh. Now, thinking about from a health aspect, whether it's to stay well, whether it's to, you know, to be rehabilitating after an illness or after treatment or after an injury, I know it kind of benefits everyone, but is there any specific market that that you attract?
In terms of health, I think because the Neigong can be kind of split into five aspects where we look at first of all the structure, how the structure of the body is, maybe slightly adjusting things and how the structure moves, which also includes the way we walk. Mm-hmm. So I know in Sicily there was quite a few people who maybe had issues with their lower body, knees and hips. And there's also a lot of practices where we strengthen the legs quite a lot, especially in the Tai Chi, because there's some lower postures. I mean, everyone does it at the level that works for them. Mm-hmm. So I know we had that. It's really great for any kind of, I think anything really, because it's so gentle, the movements are really mm-hmm. relaxed. It's really about creating relaxed movements in the body. And also the mind, it just affects affects everything.
Yeah, because I think when I was sort of doing some of these movements that are kind of working in your aura, really your energy field, and then I was sort of surprised because I used to teach high impact aerobics, loud music, jumping around. It was always, I would never have done anything like that when I was younger because I wanted a workout. And it's only now that I'm really starting to fully understand what a clown I was and also how, you know, that this the gentleness of this it can be more powerful. And I find with the neuroscience, when I start to understand what I'm doing, I get, you know, I'm more mindful with it. And I can really feel that I'm cleansing and letting go, because we know basically the body holds the score, doesn't it? So, you know, we need to, if we're not moving it consciously and mindfully, then it can really get overloaded and become quite a burden. So I think, you know, with the Heal Scotland movement, I'm looking for things to teach people that they can do on their own or with a few of their friends that works and that's not going to cause more stress in their life. And that's why I really wanted to talk to you. And, you know, we have a place now. So when we can get up and running, I would love you to come and do a day and teach us all of this wonderful the stuff that you spent that year learning. It's just incredible. Well done, you. I can't imagine what a gift to be able to do that. And especially as you say, after spending how many years in your head, that you were just able to go into nature and work on that. It's just amazing. Well done. So is there anything else you think that we need to know about it?
Not really. I think it's just, you know, as you also talk about, it's just so powerful having a practice, you know, whatever that is, whether that's Qigong, whether it's breathing, whether it's going into the water, just a practice that makes you feel really good, makes you connect to your body and the earth and, you know, whatever feels resourceful. So I would just say to people, if it speaks to them, try it out. There's also, I'm doing it, there's other teachers, there's so many things. And also we're offering full and partial scholarships, because I know that it's been pretty tough on lots of levels, including financially. So not to let that stop anyone if you are interested.
Fantastic. Fantastic. Yeah, absolutely. That, as you know, probably from listening to my videos, I'm very passionate about that nobody gets left out because of money. So, that is wonderful. Well, you send me the links, we'll get so that people can find your online classes. And I think, you know, not everybody's locked down. Some people are still having to homeschool their kids, work from home and do a lot of things. So, but there are a lot of people that have been given this luxury of time. And I think exactly like you were saying, just find a practice that, and there's no one size fits all here. It's not going to be for everyone, but there'll be some people that think, I could do 10, 15 minutes of that every day and soar. Like Nelly, that would be amazing. I love that word. I'm going to be using it. And it's prevention as well, isn't it? Because again, knowing about the neuroscience and coming out of fight or flight and into that rest, restore and repair, and just really learning to listen to the body. You know, I love the way you describe that about how, you know, when you imagine if you're pushing or pulling, you know, that you're engaging different muscles and different pathways in the brain. So yeah, that was fantastic. So thanks again very much, and I will I hope to meet you in person.
Me too.
Very soon.
Yeah, I would love to come as well. I've just been enjoying all your videos so much, and just the way it's very grounded and down to earth, but just so helpful and healing. So thanks.
Well, thank you. Thank you. Yeah, that is the mission, to get all this amazing stuff out to the masses. So thank you so much.
Thank you.
And I'll see you soon.
See you soon.